Welcome to Stitchology, where we craft with intention, guided by God's grace. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and today's devotion is on Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 21. Today's devotion comes from Pastor Lindsay Funtick, a provisional elder in the United Methodist Church, serving two faith families in Belleville and Butler, Ohio. You can learn more about Pastor Lindsay at the end of this episode.
A reading from Genesis 3, verses 8 through 21. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" Then the man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return." Adam named his wife Eve, because she would become the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife, and he clothed them. The resonance of this season has a way of resounding through our bones. To truly pause and consider the weight of the distance that we set up between ourselves and God is to find that ashes on our heads is little more than a start to our grief. We can feel it in our very selves. All is not as it should be, and that means more than we might realize to our souls and our hearts. Yes, but also to our bodies. In so many ways, the journey of Lent is one of embodiment. We feel our brokenness and the darkness of a world yet marred by sin as an itch along our skin. We wear the ashes of mourning as a reminder that these vessels are nothing more than dust, mud molded and held together by the breath of God, and in the end, it is to dust we will return. We fast and feel hunger in our bellies. We reflect upon the physical pain of Christ as he endured Golgotha. We ache for Easter in so many ways. Lent is physical. Lent is embodied. And all of this can be traced back to the bodies that moved through Eden at the beginning of all things. The Lord God walked in the garden in the cool of the day. Feel The Holy One's footsteps shiver through the soles of your own feet. The man and woman looked down in horror and found their bodies laid bare and vulnerable. Feel the nauseating wash of shame roil in your own gut. As a result of whispered lies, the serpent's body was forever altered. Feel the coarse dirt of bitterness slide across the length of you. As a result of lies believed, of bites taken, of blame passed, the woman's body would now be cracked open in the agony of childbirth. The man's sweat would now roll to the earth as he bends his body forward in toil over the soil. Feel the heavy drop of reality as it had not been known thud down on your shoulders too. A bird of prey that calls out the difficulty of the way things now must be. Genesis 3 is a scream which echoes through our ears, bounds about in our skulls during this journey of Lent. And yet, the very last line of this passage says that the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. Those bodies now understood the leaden weight of gravity and the pockmark of iniquity, but God was right there to care for them in the midst of the brokenness that they had brought upon themselves. God stepped right up into the aura of their shame and made sure that God's children were cared for, wounds and all. Lent is an embodied time, but perhaps we can also think of it as a time of unveiling. We can stand before the mirror, let our armor drop to the floor, and intentionally take in every scar and imperfection and blemish that are all results of living in this post-Genesis 3 world. We must look our shortcomings in the eye and acknowledge them. But we need not remain naked. Instead, we are clothed not in animal skins, but in the righteousness of Christ, who says, "Here, put this on until the day comes that I will smooth out every wrinkle, when I will bind up every wound, when we will once again run naked and free in bodies which bring only joy." We embody the now and anticipate the not yet. May we understand the truth of this in our bones. Let us pray. Lord, we are imperfect, and we ache to see a world completely transformed and set free from the reality of sin. It can feel that everything we see leads us back to Genesis 3. During this season of Lent, I pray that you would help us to reflect, yes, but to also remember and internalize that the story does not end here. You have come and you are coming. Praise you, God, for unashamed nakedness and for our garments during the in-between. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Special thanks to our devotional leader, Pastor Lindsay Funtick. Pastor Lindsay is a provisional elder in the United Methodist Church who is passionate about the way that words can help us connect with God. As she seeks to love and serve her two faith families in Belleville and Butler, Ohio, she also deeply loves her own family and considers herself blessed to have a partner in her husband, John, and God's grace made manifest in her children, Arthur and Lucy. Thanks also to Oleg Kirlikov for today's special music, Just As I Am. Thank you to all of our patrons who support us on Patreon for helping us keep